Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salam to all of you, dear brother, dear sister, wherever you are. Inshallah, all of you are doing well. So welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, and we're going to speak about we must not forget the suffering of Gaza's people.
Palestine, Palestine, oh Palestine, on your land Allah plays great signs. Though the world sees your scars and hears your cries, Allah is your God and you will survive. On that blessed night our prophets journey, when all prophets arrived there miraculously. In the Mosque Al-Aqsa, Allah chose thee. You're blessed that your land was touched by the feet. Philistine, 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 Philistine.
Today is Monday, 14th of Zilqada, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of Ordibehesht, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of May 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Al-Isra from the Holy Quran, verse 1, and then we come back to the studio to speak about it more.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjidil haram ilal masjidil aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina. Innahu huwa as-sami'ul basir.
Exalted is he who took his servant by night from al-Masjid al-Haram to al-Masjid al-Aqsa, whose surroundings we have blessed, to show him of our signs. Indeed, he is the hearing, the seeing.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The ascension of the Prophet to heavens is the most sacred of the journeys throughout history. The first verse of this surah discussed the issue of the journey by night of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, from Masjid al-Haram, the sacred mosque, to Masjid al-Aqsa, Bayt al-Muqaddas, which has been a precursor for Mi'raj, the most sacred trip of Prophet of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. This trip took place within one night and for a short time. Such a trip could have never been in the least possible given the conditions of the time and through ordinary means which were available in those days, in which case the miraculous and extraordinary nature of it was obvious.
They cannot break us, they cannot shake us, patiently waiting for guaranteed freedom. You can take our homes, but we will remain strong. Cause Allah's on our side, and He's where we belong. Palestine, Palestine, wipe those tears from those saddened eyes. Palestine, Palestine, Jannah waits for your innocent life. Palestine, Palestine, we'll be free, yeah, Palestine.
We must not forget the suffering of Gaza's people. A missile lands on the heart of a building. The sound of the explosion fills the sky. First, the smoke, dust, and fire rise into the air, and a little later, black dots fill the entire frame of the image. Dots that are thrown into the sky at an incredible speed and then fall to the ground. What are these dots? What has caused the power of the explosion to wander between the sky and the ground like this? A little while passes and we understand that those dots are hands, bodies, heads, a human being who, amidst the fire of savagery, is a handful of the lowest of the lowliest animals, burning and being torn to pieces and thrown into the sky. Do you see? This is a human being who is burning and being thrown into the sky. A human being in a land whose name is mixed with suffering. Gaza.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Ali Host, the issue of Gaza and Palestine. Long before the Gaza war, prominent Israeli journalist Ari Shavit predicted the destruction of Israel. And recently, Ami Aylon, the former head of Shin Bet Secret Service, warned that war and the occupation of Palestine territory would lead to the end of Israel. According to Al Jazeera's analyst, Israel does not have a good option after the end of Gaza war. And there is a possibility that the Gaza war will be the beginning of the end for Tel Aviv. The record of Zionist crimes according to the European Institute. So let's have a look at this analysis. Coinciding the recent issues in Gaza, the European Human Rights Monitor published a report on the crimes of the Israeli regime after many days on Gaza war. According to this report, more than 50,000 have lost their lives during the bombing of Gaza by Zionists, including children. But now Palestine is at peak. But now Palestine is at its peak. The widespread war and inhuman bombing of the Gaza Strip by the Zionist regime has increased the popularity of Palestinian resistance groups. A survey by the Center for the Arab World for Research and Development, conducted between October 31st and November 7th of last year, that is at the height of the bombing of Gaza by residents of the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, shows that the Al-Qassam battalions with 89%, Islamic Jihad with 84%, and Al-Aqsa battalions with 80%, and Hamas with 76% have the most favorable opinions among Palestinian citizens. This is while Fatah, 23%, and the Autonomous Organization, 10%, had a positive opinion.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special.
This is today's special. Recently, the Methodist Church in the U.S. began a program of progressive divestment from companies that were supporting human rights violations in Israel. If you are managing a business or investing pension fund on behalf of a religious body, trade union, or other organization, you may already be investing ethically. Please ask your broker to ensure that companies which support the Israeli occupation and the associated human rights violations are excluded from your investment portfolio. Companies who do not this include those who operate in illegal Israeli settlements and companies who manufacture and supply equipment or provide services which support the occupation of Palestine. Remember, even individuals can invest ethically by ensuring that your pension or other elements of your investment portfolio are invested with an ethical investment broker.
Oh.
will not forget Gaza, a testament to reliance and resistance. To remember Gaza is to confront uncomfortable truth, the blockade imposed since 2007 has starved its people of basic rights, clean water, electricity, medical care, and freedom of movement. Over 2 million Palestinians live in this open-air prison, where unemployment hovers near 50% and 80% rely on aid. Yet the narrative often reduces Gaza to Hamas ignoring the majority of its population, civilians yearning for dignity. The international community's silence in the face of collective punishment and alleged war crimes is a betrayal of humanity's conscience. We will not forget Gaza, because forgetting is implicity. We remember the farmers unable to tend their olive groves near the buffer zone, the fishermen shot for venturing beyond imposed limits, and the patients who died waiting for medical permits. We are with Palestinian people.
A while back, we heard about the green light that was given to the Israeli government by countries that are considered leaders in the Muslim world. And truly, it wasn't, I'd say it wasn't very shocking, surprising maybe, but not very shocking. And these secret conversations that culminated in this announcement and now this policy and this green light of oppression. We read in chapter number 58, verse number 7, Surah Al-Mujadala. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Do you not know that God knows everything that's in the heaven and in the earth? مَا يَكُونُ مِن نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ سَادِسُهُمْ وَلَا أَدْنَى مِن ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْثَرَ إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا. Do you not know that there is never three people that converse in private without God being the fourth? And there are never four people that converse in private without God being the fifth. And there are never five people that converse in private without God being the sixth. So whatever the plans are that take place in secret behind closed doors, eventually it is going to be exposed. Eventually it's going to be exposed. ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And indeed, he will inform them on the day of resurrection of what they did. So, at the end of the day, brothers and sisters, God is watching. The oppression that's taking place, the violence. You know, it's easy for us to become anxious and to think that, where is God in all of this? Where is the justice in all of this? When is the perpetration of violence going to stop? And sometimes we think to ourselves, you know, we're tired of hearing about the oppression. Well, as tired as we are of hearing about the oppression, it's nothing like being in it. You know, we have the privilege of going to bed every night knowing that, for the most part, knowing that we're going to wake up, that our houses aren't going to get bombed by a drone or an F-16 or something like that. That our children are going to come back home safe.
Dear brother and sister, thank you very much. In this episode of today's special, we talked about a must. We must not forget the suffering of Gaza's people. We always remember them, and may Allah bless all of them. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.
La ilaha illallah. الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي